Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Meet me at the crossroads, crossroads, crossroads. Right? I have had that partial lyric stuck in my head since Reverend Amanda Stein introduced me to a few of you. Yeah, meet me at the crossroads. It sounded like this perfect line for us to start our time together, right? And then I heard the song, the one that the artist wrote and recorded. Yeah, and I didn't know any of it at all. And it did not at all sound like the song that was in my head. Yeah. So I listened to it again another day with a clear head, and I still had absolutely no idea what that song was. Oh, has that ever happened to you? Have you gotten a memory or a lyric stuck in your head and you cling to it, right? But you've got it all messed up? Yeah. But the way you remember it is what it's become for you. It becomes this memory, and then what you do with it is up to you, and it becomes what you need it to be. And then you go back and you hear the author's choice of words, and either you're surprised or you're confused, like I was, or even, dare I say, you're disappointed in what they thought the song should be, right? Yeah. Well, nevertheless, I am excited that God has brought us together here at the crossroads. And I think that even if Meet Me at the Crossroads, right, is not the original artist's lyrics, I think it might be the song that God has been writing for you and me. And I wonder, will it be the song of our hearts that we share together? Will it be a song that helps us to rest in our faith? Will it be a song of encouragement, a verse or two of laying to rest the pain that's gone, right? Like we just sang. Will there be a repeat in the middle of it, like we just had, right? After just a few lines of love, will we get to sing that part over and over again so that our hearts really know that? Or will it be a song just so full of abundant love and showers of grace and dancing, right? Oh, I love it when songs cause you to dance. Will it be that kind of song that's so full of trust and excitement in the chorus, so that we can repeat that part over and over again after each verse of new content, each line of challenge or display of God's faithfulness that we witness together? As they say, the song is yet to be written. And I thank God for that. On this day of new beginnings, I'm thankful for a scripture from the New Testament that reminds us that Jesus is our teacher, that all are welcome, and that we are called to join in and to be together, and that being together is good for our souls. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. So this series, as you can see, is called Seeds of Faith, right? This is going to ground us for the next few weeks, thinking about the idea that a single seed, when planted, watered, and grown, can help us to find the harvest and to feed God's people. So I'd like you to think about that over the next couple weeks when you're out in the world, when you experience things, when you see a seed, right, or a tree, or heaven forbid you look at my garden and don't see either of those. Yeah, right? Our scripture today actually comes at the end of the account of Jesus' first long teaching retreat, we could call it. Just before Jesus takes a break and encourages his disciples to do the same, right? So the book of Matthew gives us the who's who of Jesus' lineage, then a quick birth narrative, a little bit about Joseph, and then some about Jesus' cousin John, and then boom, boom, Jesus is baptized. So we go from like baby, adolescent, childhood, adult, right? We just jump right up there to Jesus is baptized, and the voice of God is heard. And then Jesus just gets going, right? Starts doing ministry and the teaching and the calling of the disciples and the healing, and just goes. And then at the end of all of that going, the end of those scriptures, Jesus prays, "Praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth." And then in a final thought, to those who've been so eager to hear so much, Jesus says to them, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Oof. I will give you rest. I repeated that line to myself many, many times. Jesus says to me, "I will give you rest." Oh, and it sounded so good because, boy, am I tired. Oh, I have been more tired than I have ever known in my whole life. Yeah, and so hearing that voice, I hear love and I hear healing in it. I hear it full of care and comfort. It's the part of the scripture that I thought I really needed to hear. Yeah, to hear that when I rest in Jesus, when I put my faith into action in a way that Jesus has called me to do, that even though I might be just as busy doing, right, and the calendar might be just as full, I will still find rest because I'm doing it with Jesus. But then there's that verse 29. "Take my yoke upon you." Oh, some hear that word yoke and they just cringe, right? I know it's not a word that I get too excited about. The idea of being tied to someone or something seems so restrictive. And yet Jesus promises that when we're yoked together, we will be better. Life will be better when it's shared with Jesus and those who love God. Which brings us back to meeting at the crossroads. Corner of Hogan and Arboretum Drive, right? Gathered together in relationship, like Jesus has called us, to worship God, to do what we've been created to do together. Relationship in itself demands from the participants both action and participation, right? On all sides. Because being yoked isn't really a choice. I was reminded that we're all yoked, right? We're going to be yoked to something. You can choose to tie yourself to things like family or community or sports or sewing or serving or keeping your house clean. Bless you, whoever you are, right? Right? Whatever it is for you, you've chosen to yoke yourself to that or have had to. But Jesus offers that instead, let's partner together and be in relationship together with other believers, and that together, it might be more fun. Right? More successful than trying to seek God all by ourselves. But it means that we have to be part of the team, not fly solo. It means that we have to work together for the common goal, and then we'll get there together. I can't help but think about four women that made up the sewing group at my last church: Grace, Betty, Sandy, and Janine. They worked together to make quilts. Well, three of them worked together, and one of them did her own projects unless they needed her help. You understand, right? Yeah. She was always willing to help, but... Oh, those women, at least in my opinion, made some of the most ugliest quilts. Beautifully cut, nicely pieced, great corners, great backing, but ugly. Oh, I'm not telling you anything that I didn't tell them. I challenged them one time when I felt like I knew them well enough to say something. I asked them why they didn't just take a minute to pull complementary materials together to make something beautiful. And Janine just laughed. Oh, she sat on that rolly chair and she leaned back and she laughed and laughed and laughed. And the other ladies sat silent, not sure what to do. Yeah. I think that Janine was stunned that the pastor was willing to tell an 80-year-old woman that her work was anything less than divine. Yeah. Oh, she laughed. Oh, it was beautiful. And then she told me it didn't much matter what the quilts looked like, that the people they gave them to were warmed by them, and they found joy in receiving them. And that's what mattered. I took her answer, and I raised her and said, but wouldn't it be nice to have something that keeps you warm and is nice to look at? Oh. Especially if it didn't take us more time to do it, right? And that, my friends, is how I joined the sewing group at my last church. Yeah, I was the one who got to pick out the materials they used to make the next quilt. I don't think the quilts got much prettier. Oh, but they had made a place for me in their project. And they got one more set of hands to help. I learned a lot from those women about quilts. But also, they shared their lives with me. And they loved me. And they let me love on them. They taught me about how to be in relationship with God's people and about how to serve with your whole being, how to be yoked together. I look forward to meeting them on the other side because two of them are already waiting. That's the crying part, see? I told you there was one coming up, right? Because I have a feeling that the conversation about ugly quilts isn't quite over for us. Yeah. Friends, I don't mean to make light of the call that Jesus offers to us, but I do hope that in my sharing with you, that you have heard a little bit of your own call story, and I hope that you can connect to how you understand God, how you understand the Bible, and the call that Jesus puts on us to connect people, to ignite hearts, and to transform lives, right? Because I understand this scripture that we shared today to be an invitation made out of love, for the sake of love. I hear love when I hear Jesus inviting us to come to him. I hear love in the connection of being yoked together. And I'm really, really excited about the new song that God is writing and that we're going to get to sing about the glory of God in this place. I'm excited to hear how your stories of life have helped you return to the Creator. And I'm anxious to see where God is calling us to go and how we might get there, especially if we look in the Word that's been left for us. And I also wonder what burdens you, what you and I need to lay at Jesus' feet so that we can truly rest in his love together. It might take a minute or two for that burden to feel lighter, but I trust in God. I cling to the words of Jesus, and I have faith that our Creator would never abandon us, especially now that we've made it to the crossroads. Yeah. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.